Ready? Watch this. See the liquid? So you hang on to this.
Okay.
No, this hand right here.
This hand right
here. Good. Like you're gonna. There you go. Good.
Here.
And take this one here. Good.
Yes.
Okay. I want you to pour this one into here.
Okay.
Pour it in quickly. Go. Good. And pour it back the other way. And if it changes color, look at it. Stare at it. Your body vibes are there. Stare. Got it? If this changes color, this is an indication that you're pregnant. Bam.
Thank
like
you.
That. You see that?
That's crazy.
You are with child. Because
no
I've got the
way.
Science. I know. I've got the science.
Steve,
and so
brilliant.
I know. Well, thank you. And so this and I can tell, watch this. See
yes.
this right here? I'll hold on to this.
Okay.
You pour this back in here. Go pour it back in. If it goes colorless, it's either a boy or a girl. Bam. What do you
boy
think about that?
Boy or a girl.
Right. Well, I haven't gotten that far in the book yet, but I know that it's either a boy or, isn't that kind of fun?
That is good.
So I broke the news
that
here first. You are with child.
Thank
so,
you.
Okay, good.
Everyone,
can I,
enlightening information
can I show
today.
You? This is a classic reaction that dates back to the early 1900s,
okay.
Maybe late 1800s. It's called Think Ink,
uh-huh.
And magicians and psychics and people at Halloween would use this to try to cleanse somebody's body from evil thoughts. And so
really?
It's just a science reaction. Reaction, but because
yeah.
it's delayed, it totally looks like something, and I can change the delay to 2 minutes, so you could really just sit there and all of a sudden you're supposed to pull the evilness out of your body, bam, and it turns
really?
Black. We're just making starch and iodine, so watch.
Oh.
So there's a little bit of starch in this
okay.
one here. Kind of see the milkiness of
yeah.
this? Good, and then this one here has a complex that has some iodine in it as well, and then we set up one more process that's a time delay, so watch. As you pour them together, you literally just have molecules that are mixing together and trying to match up, and once they completely match up, that's when we get the color change. So you go 3, 2, 1, and as you're looking at it here,
mm-hmm.
it looks like, and you can't really tell. I've even had people drop the container because it startles them. Isn't
really?
That crazy? Yeah.
That's kind of, now, it is nuts.
Like, and years ago, there was a thing called OxyClean. Remember OxyClean?
Yes.
I did a commercial years ago for these people that did OxyClean, and Billy Mays had to put his hand in this big container and swirl it around, and it was supposed to be coffee and ink and everything else. It was this clock reaction that was here as part of it, and
no
you can
kidding.
Clean it with using the OxyClean, so a small amount of that will tip it right back. So here, if there's some in here like this, it
yeah.
should be able to go back. So as it goes back, you start to see that small
oh
reaction taste. Oh, there it goes.
Now I
isn't that cool?
Cool.